Un jour, un disque, par Jean-Luc Caturla. Replongez dans vos souvenirs. Un jour, un disque, avec Jean-Luc Caturla.
She was a middle distance runner. The translation wasn't clear. Could be a budding stately hero. International competition in a year. She was a good enough reason for a party. Well, you couldn't keep up on a hard track mile. While she ran a perfect circle, and she wore a perfect smile. In Budapest, hot night in Budapest, we had a cozy up in the old gymnasium.
See if you recognize this one.
Le jeu de flûte de Jan Anderson, campé sur une jambe, devient sa marque de fabrique. Mais installe son image. Jan Anderson ne se contente cependant pas de jouer de la flûte. Il développe des qualités de multi-instrumentiste et pratique le saxophone ou la mandoline. Jan Anderson cède, en 2005, à l'affreuse manie des enregistrements avec orchestre symphonique pour Jan Anderson Plays the Orchestral Jethro Tull. Néanmoins, moi qui suis fan de l'artiste mais aussi du groupe, cet album est pur et réellement intéressant à son écoute, Aqualung notamment. Les interprétations, parfois plus mélodieuses, nous emmènent sur des chemins insoupçonnés, comme Bourré, que l'on gardera en dédicace.
Before we do that, I'll announce this song, which is a formal and serious piece of classical music. Or rather it was 300 years ago when it was written by J.S. Bach. Little did Mr. Bach know that I would bugger about with this in a fierce and frenzied way for 35 years now, turning it into a piece of quite loathsome cocktail lounge jazz. And tonight, with the addition of the orchestra, we're going to make it even worse. It's downhill all the way to the intermission. This is a piece called Bourré, and I hope you like it. Hope Mr. Bach likes it too.
LM7 Radio, c'était Un jour, un disque avec Jean-Luc Caturla. Retrouvez l'ensemble des émissions sur le site www.lm7.radio.